This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
City Council expected to take a final vote today on the proposed Sixers Arena on Market Street, but protesters have interrupted the session, staging a sit-in on the floor of Council. We go live now to KYW's Pat Lowe.
We will start this edition of The Week in Philly with City Council, where final approval was given on Thursday for that proposed new 76ers Arena in Center City. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe was there for the final vote, and she joins us now. And Pat, let's actually start before the vote. This was when the opponents of the arena project made pretty much their final stand. Paint the picture for what went down.
Okay, so it was about 15, 20 minutes before council was starting, and I was talking to a council staffer and noticed the opponents just walking right through the railing onto the floor, and they started milling around, and I said to the staffer, this doesn't look great. Maybe this, you should tell the sergeant at arms they're here. So he ran off. At that point, they locked arms facing outward in this kind of defensive stance and started chanting, "Council sellout." Of course, there were opponents in the balcony and on the floor as well, and they joined in. And so there was this amazing din of council sellout with this one group on the floor, kind of occupying council chambers. And of course, there were also supporters in the room in force. So they started chanting, "Build it," almost drowning out the opponents. And then one of them jumped. At that point, they'd secured the rail, but one of them kind of crawled under and held up a sign saying, "Join the team, 76ers," and chanting, "Build it." It was kind of a circus, but it was still, 15 minutes or so till council was supposed to get started. So nobody really did anything about it. Then, starting time about 10 a.m., after 15 minutes of this deafening chanting, the council president banged his gavel and asked everyone to clear the floor.
We're squaring it down, y'all.
Supporters did, but this group of opponents did not. And so he called the sheriffs, who, they're always kind of around council sessions. This time, they called in some reinforcements. They lined up some buses outside of City Hall, and they started one at a time putting people in handcuffs and walking them out. It took some time. It took a good half hour, and then even after the floor was cleared, there was still a lot of chanting and noise and disruption. And council members had been watching kind of passively, no real expression on their face. But when the council president tried to start the session with the opening prayer, and there was a minister there.
All right, let's bring it down. Let's start the pastor real quick.
He was saying, "Please, we're going to hear from the minister," and they kept chanting. The council members seemed to get a little pissed. They were looking a little disapproving.
And That led to council getting down to business, and they voted on, it was a series of bills, right? I think some people think this was just one thing. It was 11 separate bills that were all kind of under the umbrella of the arena.
That's right. And it took a good 10, 15 minutes to vote on all 11 bills. And the bills passed with the same 12 votes they had the week before. One of the absent council members was an opponent. So the vote was 12 to 5.
And is the next step start of construction?
Well, demolition of the part of the fashion district where the arena is going to go, which is directly over Jefferson Station, is set to start in 2026. Construction will continue through 2031, and the Sixers say they want to be in there for the 2031 season.
Maybe they'll be healthy by then. And this was the last act for council for calendar year 2024?
It was. They had a few other. They had added this meeting just so they could pass this legislation. But while they were at it, they passed a couple other things. There's going to be a referendum on the ballot in May to establish a prisons commission, because the Philadelphia prisons have been really troubled lately, and council is hoping this will fix it.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We're just getting started. Much more of The Week in Philly coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.